This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Happy to have the militant grammarian Catherine Churls back with us in the Carver Center for Public Radio. Welcome back.
Happy to be here.
Excellent.
I was a party to an email exchange between you and one of our fans, Professor Emeritus Robert Lawrence.
Former law professor and
yes.
author and all-around good person.
Yes. It had to do with the word disgruntled.
Yes.
And so what tell us about the exchange.
Disgruntled wasn't what started this email conversation. It was Robert Lawrence talking about the word discombobulated and how, you know, and when you're discombobulated, when something's discombobulated, it's a mess mm-hmm. or it's out of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So when things are going normally, are they combobulated? And
right.
as far as I know, that's not a word.
Right. But you'll be surprised as we go along
okay.
that there are some very strange words like that.
And my response to him was, well, I wish that all my workers come to work gruntled.
Gruntled.
You don't
want
to.
As opposed to disgruntled.
Right.
Yes. Yes. So this topic that comes up is called an unpaired word. Namely, one that looks like it should have an apparent straightforward
uh-huh.
opposite, like combobulated.
Right.
But in practice really doesn't. Some examples are uncouth. I know we hear couth, but I think it's just people making it up.
Okay.
Well, that was couth, but
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
Or you're not couth. Or,
right.
So why not say uncouth? You're
yeah,
uncouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've already learned something.
Disheveled. As far as
he showed up to the party very
shoveled.
Yes.
Or heveled.
Yes, that's
yeah.
true. That's true.
Distraught as opposed to trot.
Yeah, right.
Inert. Hurt.
Right. I love these.
And intrepid as opposed to trepid, I guess.
Yeah.
But there are some words and phrases that do have clear opposite forms, but are so rare and unfamiliar that they tend to remain unforgotten.
Oh.
So, I want to know what this word means, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous. I can... I laugh because there's this old bad Jerry Lewis movie where someone asks him, oh, so you're ambidextrous. He says, no, I can use my left hand and my right hand equally well. So
it's going to be even more interesting when we find out that there is an opposite for ambidextrous.
Left-handed or right-handed?
No.
No?
When you're ambilivus.
Mm-hmm.
You're equally clumsy using both hands. You're butterfingered.
Ambilivus. I could
or
be.
Or livus, yeah.
Dancing, when it comes to dancing, I'm ambilivus.
Interestingly, Noah Webster defined it as left-handed on both sides. I'm sure the 10% of the population who is naturally
right.
left-handed would take offense at that.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
Anonymous, what does it mean?
Well, we don't know who you are.
Right.
Deep Throat for years was anonymous.
Right. It literally means without a name.
Mm-hmm.
Its opposite is onymous.
Onymous?
Onymous, which is typically used to refer to books, legal papers, artworks, musical compositions, and similar documents, the authorship of which is known without a doubt. So perhaps Shakespeare's plays are not onymous because there's doubt about who wrote
right.
them.
They're not anonymous because they're...
Yeah, there's a name on them.
Right. We mm-hmm. say that Shakespeare wrote them,
mm-hmm.
but...
They are not anonymous.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Automaton. So what does it mean?
Automaton is something that just goes through the motions every single time.
Yeah. And it moves by itself.
Right.
Right. Yeah. The opposite is heteromaton. Mm-hmm. A device that relies solely on external forces for movement. So like, I guess, a pair of scissors.
Sure. Sure.
Is a heteromaton.
Right. Okay.
Catastrophe.
Catastrophe is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an opposite to catastrophe?
Yes.
Okay.
It is when a sudden or unexpected event creates sheer joy or good fortune, which, I mean, that happens too.
Sure, of course.
It's a eucastrophe.
Oh, I am using that. Eucastrophe.
Yeah. That's a eucastrophe.
What a eucastrophe. I'm rich.
Yeah.
Eucastrophe. All right.
Isn't that great? Distress.
Well, I'm worried. I'm in danger.
Mm-hmm. Upset, shaken up. Yeah.
A ship is at distress when it's sinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So, but if you've been through a difficult or stressful situation that left you energized and compelled you to work or act better than you might otherwise do, then what would you guess? Distress, and what did we just look at?
Oh, it was catastrophe and eustress?
Eustress.
Eustress.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, how often, though, I mean, I guess difficult and stressful situations can make you feel better, but...
Oh, if you come through them.
Yeah. Okay, here's a U word that needs an opposite. Now, the U is already on it.
Okay.
Euphemism. What does it mean?
Euphemism is one way of saying something else. So, if you didn't want to say somebody died... He or she passed away.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A euphemism for death.
What do you think the opposite might be?
Straightforward talk. I don't know. Euphemism. Well, let's go back the other way. Disophism?
Perfect.
Well, perfect. Okay. So
disophism.
Disophism.
Not phism. Wait. Disphism.
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 And
and
the definition of disphism is then?
Is the deliberate use of an impolite or unpleasant term in place of a perfectly inoffensive one. Think Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, okay. All right.
For those of you who remember Andrew Dice Clay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Optimum. What
optimum
does that mean?
Is the ideal situation or condition.
Okay. Now, so what is the opposite of optimist?
Pessimist.
So what do you think the opposite of optimum is?
Pessimum? Pessimum.
It's a terrible word. P-E-S-S-I-M-U-M.
Well,
it should. P-E-S-S-I-M-U-M.
So the pessimum condition is that the car's on fire as it's going off the cliff.
Be the worst or least favorable condition. Yes,
okay.
Right. Okay, placebo.
Placebo is that drug, and if it's a study that isn't actually a drug at all, it's just a stand-in that maybe makes you think because you took it that you're getting better.
And you want, and the researcher wants to find out, is it really the drug or is it the fact that they think they're going to get better that affects them? Placebo literally means I shall please in Latin.
Oh.
The opposite phenomenon is called nocebo. Nocebo.
Nocebo. So when would you use a nocebo in speech? Or
a patient reporting that they feel worse
despite
being given an entirely harmless treatment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It might sound like a made-up name, but nocebo actually means in Latin, I shall harm.
Oh.
So instead of I shall please, I shall harm.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Postpone. What does it mean?
To delay.
Right. So give me a guess at what you think the opposite of postpone is. What's the opposite of post?
The opposite is, there's an opposite to post?
Mm-hmm. An opposite to after.
Pre. Uh-huh. Prepone?
Prepone.
So if you and I were supposed to have a meeting on Thursday, but I want to prepone it to Wednesday.
Oh. Isn't that awful?
No, that's fantastic. I want to use that. I want to walk down the hall and tell my colleagues we're preponing this week. And then just walk away and let them figure out. What does it mean if we're preponing the meeting? That's awesome.
Okay. Stockholm Syndrome. What's that?
Oh, when I've been kidnapped, think, what was her name? Patricia Hearst.
Oh, yeah.
When she was kidnapped by the SLA and then took on their cause.
Mm-hmm.
You sympathize and identify with your captors.
Right. And it takes its name from a hostage situation that unfolded after a bank robbery in Sweden.
Right.
In 1973. An opposite phenomenon is called the Lima Syndrome.
The Lima Syndrome, as in Lima, Peru?
Uh-huh. In which the hostage taker who gains sympathy for their hostages.
Oh, interesting. So I kidnap you, and then after a while...
I start to like you. Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad to know that one.
Its roots are in real-life hostage situation that occurred after local militia stormed a party being held at the Japanese embassy in the Peruvian capital in 1996.
And then they end up liking the people that they're holding hostage. Mm-hmm.
At least from fiction, I think that's common. And maybe it's just fiction.
I was about to say, it seems like I've seen movies where at least one of the captors has a heart
Lima syndrome,
and then helps them out.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Kyle, you've kind of, what's the word, tipped my joke, but I want to tell you. The discussion reminds me of my favorite airport sign.
Okay.
this one from the Milwaukee airport. In a place where travelers are invited to sit and put their shoes back on or store their computers again after the TSA check, the sign above it says recombobulation area.
It's perfectly done, right? Because you're getting back. You've been discombobulated. You want to become combobulated. Yeah, I love that. Our militant grammarian is Catherine Sherrills.